Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 33. The last Perek described the time of redemption during the reign of Chizkiyahu. It then discussed the Chorban, followed by a description of the ultimate Geula that comes in the merit of Tzedakah, charity. This Perek discusses the downfall of an evil nation, first by describing its evil, and then by describing its destruction. The Perek ends with a description of the ultimate Geula. The Radak says that this Perek can both be interpreted as applying to Ashur during the reign of Chizkiyahu and can also apply to the times of Yemos HaMashiach. If not for the strict judgment that Hashem had of Chizkiyahu, the days of Mashiach would have been during his reign. This Perek is the last of the Prakim that begin with Hoy, woe. The next two Prakim will be about the downfall of Edom and do not begin with the word Hoy. Yeshayahu begins, Pasuk Wen. Hoy shoded v'ata lo shadud. Woe you robber, but you were never robbed. V'voged v'lo vagdu bo. And you traitor, but you were never betrayed. Kahismcha shoded tushad. When you are finished doing your robbing, you will be robbed. Kanelosecha livgod yivgedu vach. When you stop betraying, they will betray you. In this parak, Ashur is called a shoded, a spoiler. The Mishpitzo Zahav explains that Sancheirev spoiled all the nations of the land. Chazal say, based on Perek 10, that Sancheirev's strategy was different than all other conquerors. When other invaders defeat another nation, they install their own government, kill insurrectionists, impose taxes, but they allow the people to remain in their homes. When Sancheirev conquered a country, he took its citizens and moved them to a different place, to remove their connection to the land. In Perek 38 and 39, we're going to explain the deeper implications of Sancheirev's strategy. This strategy spoiled how Hashem had set up the world. Hashem had made 70 nations with 70 languages. Each nation and language had a function to bring about the glory of Hashem. Sancheirev's goal was to break down all those borders. Sancheirev was also duplicitous, a bogeid. As we saw in Perek 16, Moav helped Sancheirev fight Israel for 3 years. After their help, Sancheirev turned around and defeated them. In Divrei HaYamim 2, Perek 28, it tells how Achaz reached out to Ashur to help him fight against the Plishtim who were attacking. Achaz had already stripped his treasury bare to become a vassal of Ashur, but Ashur still didn't help him and instead tormented him. Finally, although Hashem allowed Sancheirev to rise to such prominence, Sancheirev, or his subjects, denied and cursed Hashem, as we will learn about in Prakim 36 through 39. All the treachery will finally catch up with Sancheirev. When he returns from the battle for Yerushalayim, his own children will kill him. With this introduction, Yeshayahu begins a tefillah, a short prayer, asking Hashem to save the Jewish people, both from Sancheirev and in future exiles. He says, Pasuk 2, Hashem chanenu, Hashem grace us. Chanenu comes from the word for chinam, nothing. Yeshayahu knows that the Jewish people do not deserve help, but he asks for Hashem's help anyway, which should just come from Hashem's compassion and mercy. Yeshayahu adds, L'cha kivinu, we place our hope in you. The Chida says that although we may have no other merits, we deserve to be saved because we have bitachon that Hashem can and will save us. Having faith in Hashem brings salvation. Yeshayahu then asks for help before the salvation comes. In Galus, the Jewish people are tormented and are weak. He asks that Hashem, Haye Zro'am Lav Karim. Hashem, be their arm, meaning, be their strength every morning when they wake up and they realize they are still in Galus. Each day in Galus is harder than the day before, and it is challenging to maintain hope. When Galus seems like it is only getting worse, when it continues without end, we ask that Hashem gives us the strength to carry on. Pasuk 3 describes how this salvation will take place. Mikol Hamon, from the sound of the multitude. The Mitzudas David says, angels, that noise, Nadadu Amim, got the nation to move from attacking us. The angels caused the defeat of Sancheirev and his army. When everyone realized that only Hashem could cause the miracle of Sancheirev's defeat, they ran away. Neromim Musecha, from your being raised up, Naftsu Goyim, the nation scattered, running away, rather than being attacked by the Jewish people. After the battle, The people, the Jewish people, found many spoils, as Sancheriv had all the spoils from all his recent battles against Cush and from his other exploits with him. The Pasuk tells us that Yehuda will gather the spoils like, Pasuk 4, Osef Hechasil, as a locust gathers. Radak, quoting Chazal, explain how this Pasuk reflects the newfound honesty of the Jewish people. After the war, Yeshayahu told the people to take the spoils. They wondered, how much should each person get? Could they keep what they found, or should they pool the spoils and then divide them evenly? Yeshayahu told them, just like a locust gathers for himself, each should take for himself. They said they found among the spoils property from the 10 tribes. What should they do with that? Yeshayahu told them, Kimashak gevim shokek bo, like the roaring of a cistern does he roar. This is a particular water source that is used as a part of a mikvah. It turns a person from tameh to tahor. Just like this mikvah can turn the status of a person from tameh to tahor, the money which was captured by Ashur from the 10 tribes had been made tahor so Yehuda could take them. Only after the assurances of Yeshayahu were the people willing to take the vast riches left on the battlefield. This was a change from their previous greedy behavior. The goal and the results of all the battles, whether in the time of Sancheriv or after the war of Gog and Magog, will be, Pasuk 5, Nisgav Hashem Kishochein Marom. Hashem is elevated as he dwells on high. Everyone will realize the greatness of Hashem and the difference between what he can do and any human accomplishment. His greatness does not stay cloistered in the spiritual realm. Rather, Mileit Sion Mishpat Utzdaka. He filled Sion with justice and righteousness. The Torah, which is in Sion, emanates from there and fills the world with justice and righteousness. In the times of the Geula, everyone will want to follow this path because of their newfound awareness of Hashem. Yeshayahu then tells the people what else will be gained in the time of Geula. The Malbim says that in the merit of their bitachon, Pasuk 6, Vahaya Emunas Itecha, and it will be because of the faith of your time, Chosen Yeshuos Chachmas Vadas. There will be a strength of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. Not only will we have a stronger Emuna, we will be gifted with wisdom and knowledge of Hashem. The Malbim continues, where should we put this newfound wisdom so it doesn't leave us, so it doesn't get lost? Yiras Hashem Hi Otaro. The fear of Hashem will be its treasure box. When we have a fear of Hashem, that will allow us to hold on to all the gifts of Geula, to hold on to our knowledge and our wisdom and our faith and our awareness of Hashem for all time. Psukim 7 to 9 are a new subsection in the parak, which deals with the defeat of Ashur. Yeshayahu tells Yehuda what punishments will happen before the salvation comes, which we just described. Rashi interprets these psukim to mean that they are happening immediately before the salvation, because once the negative punishments have already happened, we can now have a fulfillment of all the nevuos of consolation. They have already experienced, Pasuk 7, Hein er alam tza'aku chutza, behold, the angels cry out in the outside, Malachei shalom mar yivkayun, the angels of peace wept bitterly. The Malachei shalom, the angels of peace, want to bless each family, but they cannot, because everything from the highways to the homes are destroyed. The land mourns and languishes. All parts of the land, even the most fertile, are desolate and bare. Psukim 10 to 12 tell us that now Hashem can punish the enemies as a result of their evil and because of how much Klal Yisrael has suffered. This suffering has wiped away all the sins that the Jewish people may have done over time. So that, Pasuk 10, Ata akum yomar Hashem, now I will get up, says Hashem. Ata eromam, ata enasei, now I will be exalted, now will I lift myself up. The enemies who plan to harm the Jewish people will find that harm visiting them. They and their thoughts are compared to straw. When they try to hurt the Jews, it is like a fire they are trying to send to the Jews, Pasuk 11, Ruchachem, Eish Tochalchem, your breath is a fire that shall devour you. The nations will be burned and destroyed instead of what they plan to do to the Jewish people. Rav Schwab adds that whatever the nations have accomplished, be it in the area of science, culture, or philosophy, will prove to be straw and will end up harming themselves. He suggests that we see this clearly in our time as the harnessing of nuclear energy led to nuclear warfare, an example of the fire that will burn all the nations by what they have themselves have created. Psukim 13 to 22 are an entirely new section of the Perek that Yeshayahu added to encourage the Jewish people regarding the future, whether in the time of Sancheiriv or when we are facing the Ikvisa de Mashiach, the hard times immediately preceding Mashiach. He tells us that those who cling to the Torah and mitzvot and do not fear for man will merit to see the ultimate redemption. He speaks to two groups in the Jewish people, the Rechokim, those who are far, which Rashi explains are those who believe in Hashem because that is how they are raised, and the Krovim, the close ones, the Balei Tshuva, who have renewed their closeness to Hashem as adults. He tells them that only one group needs to be afraid, Pasuk 14. Pachadu v'tzion chataim. The sinners in Zion need to be afraid. Achaza ra'ada chanefim. Only the hypocrites should tremble. These hypocrites and sinners will look at the dangers they face, whether it be from Sancheiriv in the times of Chizkiyahu or from the many wars in the time of Mashiach, and they believe no one can survive as they have no faith in Hashem. They are the only ones who will be afraid. Yeshayahu tells them it is possible to survive all the dangers. All they need to have is six Midos character traits, which will allow them to be worthy. These Midos must underpin all of their mitzvah observance and Torah learning. Rabbeinu Bachai says that these traits, though challenging for a rasha, for an evil person, are possible for a sincere person looking to grow to achieve. Chizkiyahu embodied these traits, which gave the nation the merit it needed to be saved. They must be, Pasuk 15, Holech Tzakos, he walks with righteousness. Everything he does is done with righteousness and chesed. He does what is right in all areas. Vidover Mesharin, he speaks honestly. Whatever he says to himself, to Hashem, or to others is honest, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. Mo'es Bivetza Ma'ashakos, he disdains any money earned through dishonesty of any sort, whether it be unpaid debts, unreturned property, or taking advantage of people's weakness to make a profit. He doesn't just avoid it. It's abhorrent to him, so he won't do business with someone who does this either. No er kapav mitmoch b'shochad. He shakes his hand free from supporting bribes. If someone tries to flatter him or bribe him with business, he actively shakes it away so it will not influence his judgment. Otem ozno mishmo damim. He stops up his ears from listening to blood guilt. He refuses to listen to Lashon Hara, which is comparable to murder. And finally, Votzeim Einav Mir'os Bira. He closes his eyes from seeing bad. He actively stops himself from looking at women in a way that is forbidden and demeans them. A person who does these six things, who acts with righteousness both in deed and in speech, who tries to avoid any hint of impropriety and dishonesty and uses his senses only for that which is correct and allowed by Hashem, this person will be able to survive a war because he will be protected by Hashem, who is all-powerful. Hashem will protect him and give him all he needs for himself and for his children. He will also see, Pasuk 17, Melech Biyofyo, a king in his beauty, Eretz Marachakim, from a faraway land. Rashi explains that in the time of Mashiach, we will be able to see Hashem, our King, through his Nisim, through his miracles, from on this earth, which is a faraway land from heaven. We will see Hashem's interventions in the world to create miracles. The Radak says that the people will see Chizkiyahu ruling on his throne. The Mishpatzot Zahav once explains that both could be true. Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, so this is what the people then would have experienced and will be what we experience in the future in the times of Mashiach. The people had been living in Galus, and they were constantly worried because they were being invaded by these hordes who spoke languages they couldn't understand, who placed taxes on them that they couldn't afford, who would invade their homes to inspect them and harass them. These powerful people won't be seen anymore in the land. And so, Libche Yege Ema, their hearts that were full of worry and terror will stop being worried. Instead, what they will see in Sion in Yerushalayim will be, Pasuk 20, Naveh Shanan, a tranquil dwelling. Yerushalayim will be like an ohel, a tent, whose stakes and cords will never be moved. Yerushalayim will be there forever. Yerushalayim will never be moved. It will be like a tent that is secure because, Pasuk 21, Ki im shem adir Hashem lanu, because the power of Hashem is there for us. Hashem wants to be there for us so that we can stay in Yerushalayim forever. Yeshayahu brings a mashal, what it will be like in the time when Hashem has decided that Yerushalayim should be our capital once again. It will be as if Hashem has surrounded Yerushalayim with wide rivers that the enemies will not be able to cross, even with the most sophisticated boats and oars. No matter what they do, they will not be able to get into Yerushalayim. The Radak says that in previous Prakim, Ashur had been compared to a great river that would flood the land. In our parak, we learn that this river will never be able to cross the river of Hashem. Hashem is protecting and defending Yerushalayim. Yeshayahu then compares Ashur to an Ani Shayit, a boat with oars, and a Tzi Adir, a majestic ship. Nonetheless, despite their power and strength, they will still not be able to cross into Yerushalayim because Hashem is protecting it. We will have this protection, Pasuk 22, Ki Hashem Shoftenu, Hashem is our judge. The Malbim says that Hashem gave us the problems we have in Galus because of our sins. And while Hashem Mechokakenu, Hashem has set these laws for us in motion, Hashem Malkenu, He is our King. He has set the laws in motion that we need to be punished, but He can also forgive us. He can do chesed for us. He can do kindness for us, even when we deserve justice. And He can decide that it is time for it to stop. And for this reason, Hu Yoshienu, He is the one who can save us. As we read these psukim and how these things have happened in the times of Chizkiyahu, we can take comfort in this perek that this will also happen in the times of Mashiach. As for Ashur, who had been compared to a boat, they are sinking, Pasuk 23. Their ropes have been loosened and they cannot hold onto their mast or spread their sail. Instead, the spoils of Ashur will be divided. Everyone, even the lame, those who cannot walk, will be able to take the spoils as they will come to right outside the city. The people in Yerushalayim will no longer be able to claim they are sick from all their troubles. Pasuk 24, with Chizkiyahu as king, Ha'am ha'yoshev ba nisu avon. The nation that lives in Yerushalayim will be forgiven for all their sins. Chazal say at the end of the Gemara in Ksuvos that this promise applies to everyone living in Israel for all time. Anyone who lives in Eretz Israel will not be ill from sin, as the holiness of Israel will protect them. And if a person does sin, the merit of Israel will cause him to be forgiven, as Yerushalayim is the source of all holiness. In this parak we learn how a foreign nation who is traitorous and destructive will be destroyed after they harm the Jewish people. The second half of the parak describes the redemption in more detail and how Hashem will entirely be responsible for our salvation. Those who act with morality and honesty will merit being saved, and our enemies will be destroyed. One lesson in this parak is how important what people do, their actions and behaviors, how much it impacts the outcomes in their life. We discussed that those who are saved will have six key character traits that were listed in the parak. They're going to be honest and despise fraud and make sure that what they hear and say and see is appropriate. There's a phrase earlier in the parak that contains a similar message. Pasuk 6 said, V'haya emunas itecha chosen yeshuas chachmas vedas. And the faith of your times will become a storehouse of salvation, knowledge, and wisdom. Yiras Hashem hi otaro. And the fear of Hashem is its treasure box. Chazal explained that the phrases in this pasuk hint to what happens to a person after death. After death, a person comes before Hashem and he is asked, Nasata v'nasata b'emuna? Did you do business faithfully? Did you learn Torah? Did you have children? Did you hope for the redemption? Did you discuss Torah with others? They are asked these questions, and in order to judge what should be the outcome, what is the judgment of their life? Chazal conclude that even if he can say yes, he went to Torah lectures, he raised a family, he did business honestly, but if he did not have Yiras Shamayim, if he did not do these actions because he feared Hashem and that was Hashem's will, he will not have the key to access all the treasures he could have gotten from what he earned. We all want Olam Haba, we all want the world to come, and Geula and redemption. Yeshayahu is teaching us in this parak that it is not enough to look good. We need emunah, we need faith, and yiras shamayim, the fear of heaven, and also to change our behaviors to be moral and upright, to access all the gifts that Hashem wants to bestow on us. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilei Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.